At no point, to my knowledge, has any Southern Baptist Convention leader indicated that we would not play ball with somebody who, for example, was advocating as his personal confession or his church confession or his convention confession, as the case might be, the 1963 statement. I obviously lived by it for an awful whole lot of years, and I like it. I think these things need to be looked at and revised from time to time. For example, there was no statement against racism in the 1963 statement of faith, and one of the reasons that I very much favored doing what we did was I felt that the time had come when we needed a statement against racism. And so, yeah, do I like the 2000 Confession of Faith better? Yes. Do I have fellowship? Do I have people in my school who come, for example, from Botswana, who have a totally different confession of faith, who adopted neither the 63 nor the 2000 nor the abstract of principles? Yes, I have people in my school from Botswana who have a totally different confession of faith. Now, their confession of faith does not deny the absolute accuracy and truthfulness of the Bible, does not deny salvation by grace through faith, et cetera, the great Baptist doctrines, most important of all the believers, the doctrine of the believer's church that separates us from certain other Protestants, doesn't deny any of those things, but then the 63 statement doesn't either. Now, I personally am glad the convention, the Southern Baptist Convention as a whole, adopted Baptist Faith and Message 2000. Do I have a problem with those who hold to Baptist Faith and Message 1963? No, the problem is the other way, my friend, and we don't have a problem with this, and we don't mind saying, but let me just say that one of the reasons that we ask you to come today, and thank you so much for coming, is that we've had a very difficult time getting any of our positions represented to the people in Texas. And so that's partly why we came today, so that you could hear us say, and I don't think there's anybody here that will say that it's a problem for us. Obviously, I regret it. I wish BGCT would come along and say, yeah, 2000. But if they don't, that's not going to be the basis at which cooperation comes to an end. Not as far as we're concerned.